It was last Friday night preaching in Cotton Valley, Louisiana, just about an hour and 15 minutes from here. I was 5 minutes into the message and a lady walked through the door in the back and took her seat on the last row. She sat there, she looked perplexed, depressed, bound, all those things. I could almost literally see the change wrapped around her heart. And I remember, it wasn't but probably 2 or 3 minutes, that I changed the course of the message led by the Holy Ghost. And I remember her running to the altar and crying and praying and repenting, squalling, and just reaching out to God. Nobody knew who she was in the whole church. And that's happened here occasionally in the last few days. But after church, the pastor talked with her for an hour and a half, and it turned out she was a backslidden preacher's wife. For 2 years, she'd been wandering. She told that pastor, she said, "I've done things I'm so ashamed of, but I'm so glad I found my way back to God tonight." Oh, that makes me want to reach for you here tonight. Because I know the Lord is still reaching, and He's still healing, and He's still mending broken hearts. He's still preaching deliverance to the captives. Setting at liberty them that are bruised. He wants to do that for you tonight. He really does. Would you stand with me for the reading of the Word of the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Verse 41. "And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side. And shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation." There is a scripture that says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That verse simply means that He is always present. And if He is always present, the emphasis of God is always now. And He has made a clear visitation among us several nights. And yet there have been those, not everyone, but there have been those of you who have rejected. So I want to speak to you and others on the subject eternity missed in a moment of neglect. Eternity missed in a moment of neglect. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hands to the Lord and let's just worship Him for a moment. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. The Lord impressed this upon my heart just a few minutes before service. I had other well intentions of going along the lines of prophecy direction, and this will somewhat graze it. But I feel such an urgency again tonight. These messages are not always pleasant for we preachers to have to stand up here and preach. Isn't that right, Brother Shirdy, Brother Troy? These are not pleasant messages. These are not messages, you know, that you just want to stand up and shout about all the time. But they are messages that are so very important. Not necessarily to the saints here tonight, but to you that don't really know the Lord and have an experience with God. How many are so thankful for what God has done for you just in the last few days? Hallelujah. I mean, I watched some of these in the altar last night praying through the Holy Ghost. Oh, what an urgency of a message of repentance in this hour and a message of awakening. Some folks are just so asleep they don't understand what's going on around them right now. I mean, they can't even tell you why what's happening over in Iraq is so significant. It's just another part of the times of them. So we need to preach to awaken people. Oh, hallelujah. Would you say praise the Lord? Brother Tim, would you stand before I start preaching? I ministered over here this morning in chapel, and we had a good time, peaceful spirit of the Lord that came. And I felt this for you this morning, Tim, that the Lord wanted me to wait tonight because He wanted all the church to hear it. And the Jesus Giants are going to miss it, but they can be informed later. But I really felt your burden this morning. I really did. There was a combining or a coming together of spirits. I could feel it, even if it was just for a split second. But the Lord gave me a word, and I wish you'd write this down and remember it. But the seeds of struggle that have been planted shall soon bring the fruits of great victory. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord, shall we? Would you step down here, Tim? I want to pray with you. Not for you. I want to pray with you. Oh, I want every young person to stand right now and stretch your hand towards Tim. Oh, God. We know that there is no great revival without some kind of suffering. We know that we don't understand the power of resurrection unless, Lord, we have been crucified with Christ at Calvary. Thank you for every trial. Thank you for every test. Thank you for every situation that comes our way and struggle, because there is soon victory that is coming at hand. Glory to Ramasanda Yataha. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Kandalaba sotayalalabaha. I don't have to preach tonight. If the Lord just wants to take over and minister for a while, that's all right with me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, you may be seated. To go along with that, Brother Shirdy, I felt this in the Holy Ghost just instantly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Shirdy, would you stand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He come to Ramoshaha. Brother Shirdy, I felt this in the Holy Ghost, and some things I know, and so I'm not going to try to be a skeptical or try to be some far out prophet tonight, but the Lord gave me a word of wisdom and knowledge together, and I felt this in the Holy Ghost to tell you instantly after I laid my hand on Tim, and that is your dilemma is what has been your revival. And the Lord quickened me to when the children of Israel were at the Red Sea. You're talking about 3 million Jews that had no place to go. They had fire, they had unity, and they had leadership, but no place to go. Their dilemma was the Red Sea. And that's what made Pharaoh, sitting on his throne, say, I'm going to go out and attack them now. You know why? Because the absence of fire. No, you've had the fire here all along. The absence of leadership. No, you've got great leadership. You've got a staff here that's never been here like this before. Because of unity, no, you're together. I hear you in the prayer room. But the devil has come in the steps of Pharaoh because he said they're shut up in the wilderness and they've got no place to go. But God spoke to Moses and said, stand still and see the salvation of God. And their dilemma became their revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold on just a minute. Hold your shout just for a moment. I don't know how you believe in the ministry of angels, but when I just said that, I felt an angel just brush me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I don't talk like this all the time. I know what I feel tonight. There is confirmation going on in the Spirit. God is going to make the way. He's going to divide the waters. But here's the reason why he's waiting. Because he's waiting for Pharaoh and his army to get in the right spot. Because there's some captives that are on the edge, on the brink of revival. That as soon as they get in the right place, the sea is going to part. And the children of God are going to go forth in the power of His Spirit. Now rejoice! 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 Hallelujah. 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 And as there was a specific message for the pastor, let that be a general message for everyone here tonight. That your very problem could be your very promise that has come to bring you closer to the Lord. I know you may not be able to see that, but it is true. It is true. Man, I'm getting a message standing right here. Can you imagine when the children of Israel were walking through on dry ground and they looked at the walls of their dilemma and they're passing it by and their dilemma was fixing to soon be their warring army for them that was going to drown a whole Egyptian army. Oh, some of you folks have been staring your problem right in the face, and it's the very thing that's going to kill the devil. That's right. Their dilemma became their deliverance. Everybody say their dilemma became their deliverance. Now this is in no kind of notes here tonight. I just know that I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. I like what he said last night. I like to get in on God's notes. Oh, I'm not sure I'll even get to what I wanted to preach tonight. But I know what I've been feeling around here. You folks that are on the outside, you're in here, but you're on the outside of the church because you hadn't been born again yet. You ought to go on and get born again and get a part of this thing. Because it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Not for your glory or mine, but for His. Because He's coming. He's coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, if you've got any inclination of moving toward the church tonight, you need to let it be more than inclination and implication. You need to be application. You need to be in this altar right now. You ought not to have to wait another second. You ought not have to wait for a preacher to beg you down here in this altar. You ought to be able to step out all across this church and say, I want the Holy Ghost tonight. I want to be born of the water and of the Spirit tonight. I don't want to wait another minute. I don't want to take a chance on being lost. I don't want to be negligent of the eternal call of God tonight. I want to do it. Just do it. Just do it. I'm telling you, because when God just said to do something, He didn't call a council of the divine. He just does it. When He comes back again, He's not asking anybody's permission. He's just going to turn to Gabriel and say, quit warming up. It's time to perform. Get your trumpet and blast. My people are ready. I'm telling you, when Christ was hanging on the cross, it was in the midst of the whole world. He didn't do it somewhere hidden in the back corner. He wasn't hidden under some kind of bush somewhere. He did it out on the top of a hill for the whole world to see. When He comes back, it's going to be where every eye shall see, every tongue confess. They're going to say He is Lord. They're going to run to the mountains and cry for the rocks to fall on them. But let me tell you, there's a church that's going to rise in triumph and glory. And I want to just do it. I want to be there. Glory to God. He's not going to be riding in some limousine with tinted windows hiding His face. He's coming on the back of a white horse. His vesture dipped in blood. There's a name written on His thigh. King of kings and Lord of lords. No man can understand His glory. No man can explain His power. No man can match His splendor. I'm telling you, He is the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Kindalamo Sataha. There's some of you folks here tonight. You've been riding the mule. You've been riding the part of the servant. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ is not coming back to Jerusalem riding the donkey this time. He's coming back. The clouds are His chariot. The winds are His avenue. The thunders are His chorus. The lightning will reveal the splendor of His face. He is coming again. Glory to God. And this dust and this world, the clay beneath our feet, as we know it now, will soon be our launching pad. We're getting out of here. Oh, but before we do, I'm making a call to a few folks tonight that need to repent. You need to make it right with the Lord. You need to get in that water and be buried with Him in baptism. You need to receive the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues. Don't settle for one third, two thirds. You do it completely. Don't cheat yourself out of full salvation. Don't sit and try to philosophically explain why it's all not necessary. Just do it! God's trying to turn somebody's ignorance tonight into faith if you let Him. The problem is, we say we will and we don't. We have promises that are promiscuous. Oh, we've got full intentions. But they're like the eagle that never splits the air with his wings, caged up in procrastination. They're like a man who never reaches a peak. He climbs and climbs, but his laziness and complacency never gets him to the top. They're like dead words on a rotted air. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You need to get up for your lap of laziness, because God's not going to place luxury into your life. I'm telling you, God is calling every man everywhere to repentance. If you're going up in the rapture, you've got to start by getting down in repentance. Glory to God. Now, I've preached to some of you folks every night here, and you've sat there in the same place and analyzed and critiqued everything everybody else is doing. You watch other folks get baptized. You watch other folks get filled with the Holy Ghost. You watch other folks get victory. While you sit in your quicksand of delusion, while you stay in your state of confusion, I'm telling you tonight, you better wake up. You better open your eyes. You better let a spirit of desire get a hold of your heart to get you down here into this altar. Such trivial things that you chase after. You say, well, I don't have time. I don't have time to go to prayer meeting.
I live everything to give myself to the Lord and surrender in devotion and deep consecration. But you got time to flip on the radio before you got to church tonight to find out what was happening over in Iraq. Well, before I got tuned in to Saddam Hussein, you'd better get in tune with Jesus Christ. That's more important than CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, or any other station on the radio. You need to R-E-P-E-N-T, repent. Some of you think it's funny, huh? You think I'm preaching up here like this for my health? You're wrong. You think these folks laying here in travail until sometimes blood comes coughing out of their throat? Until they walk out of this place with a hoarse voice, a sick feeling in their body? Paul said travail is death in the body. You think they do that for their health? You're wrong. They're doing that so your soul can be saved. You're saying you're preaching too straight. Well, the world doesn't make any bones about preaching their messages straight now, do they? They hang it up on the billboards. They flash it in front of your eyes. They got it on every magazine stand in the country. Naked ladies, bikinis, beer bottles. Hey, they don't make any bones. And I don't hear you complaining about that. Well, I complain about a preacher that'll stand up here and tell you the straight truth of God. Oh, hallelujah. This place is not just a hospital tonight. This whole room is an emergency room. And there's some major surgery that needs to be done on somebody's heart. You've got a moment in time. You are sitting in the presence of God. You are feeling the glory of the Shekinah cloud of His presence that is hovering over us right this very moment. And if you're not careful, all of eternity will pass you by in a moment of neglect. Let's go back a few thousand years. The noise and bustle of the city began earlier than usual. People were already on the streets. Vendors positioned themselves on the corners of the most heavily traveled avenues. Store owners were unlocking the doors of their shops. Children were awakened early by the barking of dogs and complaining of people pulling carts. The innkeeper even rose up early than most folks that morning. After all, every available mat, blanket, and bed had been put to use. And there was a whole lot of work to be done. But as we sit here tonight, a lot can go through our imagination about what the innkeeper and his wife talked about at the breakfast table with their family. Did anyone at all mention the arrival of a young couple the night before? The lady that sat on the donkey with the protrusion. She was pregnant with child. Was anyone concerned about her welfare? Well, perhaps the subject was raised, but at best, that's all it was. There wasn't anything that novel about them. After all, they were one of several families the night before that had been turned away. And who had time to even wonder about them when there was so much excitement in the air of the world? Because Augustus had just declared that a census should be taken, and never before had the commerce of Bethlehem been like it was now. The marketplace was full. The streets were filled with people. No one took time to even recognize that on the outskirts of their town, there was a little baby being born that was bearing the image of God Almighty. You know why? They were too busy to recognize it. They were caught up in the affairs of daily living. They didn't just openly reject Him. They just were too busy to even recognize that He could have split their atmosphere and came into being. Yet were somebody to chance upon the lonely stable on the outskirts of the village, what an awesome sight they would behold. Hay everywhere, scattered, cobwebs clinging to the ceiling, mouse scurries across the dirt floor, few shepherds scattered over in the corner. They got a look of perplexity and awe. I mean, after all, their night watch has just been interrupted by an explosion of light from heaven and a symphony of angels. I often wonder why the shepherds go. Well, it's very simple. You know why the shepherds were there? They were the only one that would listen to God. And they were the lowliest ones in the economy of Bethlehem. They got paid the less. They got respected the less. But they responded the most. I'm going to tell you, God just doesn't go to the chief seats. He goes to those that will listen. And on this cloudless night, starry night, he went to a group of shepherds. And boy, there they were. Oh, if it hadn't been for a group of shepherds, there wouldn't have been any gifts or any reception. Hadn't been for a group of stargazers, wise men, there wouldn't have even been any gifts. And can you imagine Mary holding that little baby in her arms, all of eternity wrapped up in flesh? I mean, the rags keeping him warm are the robes of eternity. This baby had overlooked the universe. I mean, he just traded a golden throne room for a dirty sheep pen. And a company of angels for kind but bewildered shepherds. And Mary scratching her head and wondering, where is everybody at? Well, I'll tell you where they were. They were too busy. They let eternity slip by in a moment of neglect. Meanwhile, back in the city, the merchants, they're going from shop to shop. They're filling their pockets. And the innkeeper, while he would have scoffed at you had he been told that he just sent God the night before out into the cold. And as we sit here tonight and look back on that historical event, and we notice that those that missed his coming didn't miss it because of evil acts or malice. They missed it simply because they just weren't looking. As we look on that, we can look into 1991 and realize that not very much has changed. Those that missed his coming at Bethlehem, there were possibly several that found him at Pentecost. But I'm going to tell you very frankly tonight, you miss his second coming, there will be no second chance. You find yourself too busy tonight, you may just miss it forever. Eternity missed in a moment of neglect. Those contemplating living with God, you need to just do it tonight. You don't need to just ponder with time. You're not promised time, but you are promised eternity. You're not promised the clock, but you are promised a destiny. And there is no purgatory. It's either heaven or hell. It's either eternal reward with the Redeemer or eternal punishment with those who are profane and lost forever. It's your choice tonight. You know what volition is? You know what will is? Volition is the art of desire to he who paints with life. And every one of you here tonight have breath. Every one of you here have life. And so every one of you here have volition, will, desire. It's your desire. It's your will. It's your choice that either parts you and makes you and will cause you to walk through the gates of splendor or through the walls of hell. It's your choice. It's just that simple. Some of you sitting on the same pew every night and won't ever move, you have just sealed your reservation to hell. That's all you've done. You just send in good, clear messages to the devil every day. I'll be there. Keep my seat reserved. Don't let anybody else get it. The devil said, don't worry. I won't let anybody else get it. I got plenty of room down here. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Eternity can never be measured. It's an infinite line, an infinite circle that goes round and round and on forever and ever. Oh, but time is something that you and I can measure. You can look at your watch. You can hear the ticking of the clock. You can hear the sounding of the alarm. But tonight, right now, come on, lay your watch aside. Throw a rock at the clock. Do whatever you have to do to ignore time right now. Let eternity be your emphasis. And say, God, no matter how much time it takes tonight, I'm going to make things right. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you do. Please don't ignore the Lord tonight again. Ignore the Lord tonight again. I mean, what's it going to take? What was it? The second coming? Is that when you're going to finally realize that you need to make things right? When it's too late? Come on. But if you're hungry tonight, you're going to reach out. You'll get a hold of the Lord. But the problem is I'm so afraid that some of you are just not hungry. and you don't really care. And I've done my best tonight to try to wake you up, to try to shake you. Oh, please. While there's still time, you've still got a space of time for repentance. The Lord waits for you tonight. How about it? Anybody want to stand right now? Say, Lord, I want to be right. I want to repent. I want to repent. Let's just allow the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. God sees clear into the heart. I want to do something a little different tonight. Man, will you step out in this aisle? I want to pray for you right now. Just stay standing. Believe the Lord. Put your hands to heaven. I'm going to believe God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. Are you ready for that? You ready for that? Would you lift your hands to the Lord? Anna, that's right. In the name of Jesus. Anna, God's filling you with the Holy Ghost right now. You believe it? Folks that want to stand tonight, you want the Holy Ghost. You want to do it right tonight. You have the Holy Ghost. Would you like to receive it right now? You believe you're seeing it right now? And raise your hands to the Lord. Believe with all your heart right now. Come on. There's somebody else that needs to stand. Make a step towards surrendering to the Lord. Come on. Come on. There's bound to be others in here tonight. If you're not sure if you're ready to meet the Lord, come on. The Spirit of the Lord is strong. He's speaking to people's hearts right now. Go ahead, just step out. Believe the Lord. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Precious Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. Come on. You want to repent tonight? Just stand where you are. You want to make yourself right? You want to surrender your will? Come on. Tonight. Please do it. Please do it. Oh. Oh, in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, God's going to do it now for you. All He wants is you to just empty yourself and will. Oh, ya la la ba, ya la 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 mi ya la. Come on. There's somebody else. Come on, make a stand for the Lord tonight. You've fallen for everything else. Just make a stand for God tonight. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, the Lord's growing. The Spirit of the Lord is growing. Now's the time to heed the call. While the Spirit of the Lord is growing, come nigh unto the cross. Receive your salvation by the grace of God through your faith. Come on, God's growing tonight. Believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm pulling for more. Come on. There's other folks in here tonight. You need to prepare tonight. Come on where you can. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Tonight. Everybody to meet the Lord tonight. Come on. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yesterday you could not find. want to be baptized in Jesus' name tonight, we'll baptize you right now. If you haven't been baptized yet, the Bible said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. Oh, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, there's going to be a revival in the land. Oh, there's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. Oh, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, there's going to be a revival in the land. Oh, there's going to be a revival. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's going to be a revival in the land. Yeah, yeah. In the land. Oh, how the Holy Ghost is moving through the land. Yeah, Holy Ghost is moving through the land. Lord, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, how the Holy Ghost is moving through the land. Oh, there's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, there's gonna be a revival in the land. Yeah, yeah, there's gonna be a revival in the land. Oh, there's gonna be a revival in the land. Oh, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, there's gonna be a revival in the land. Hallelujah! Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There's gonna be a revival in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land. From the north to the south, from the east and west, there's gonna be a revival in the land. Oh, there's gonna be a revival. Thank you, Lord.
thank you, thank you, Lord. Everybody clap your hands and give the Lord a hand clap offering of praise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. In the morning is prayer. I want you to turn out in mass for prayer. Not turn out for mass, turn out in mass. Hallelujah. We're going to have a prayer meeting in here in the morning. Thursday night, youth quake, wedding rehearsal. Friday night, a wedding. Saturday night, prayer and praise. Sunday morning, church. Sunday night, church. We're going to have a prayer meeting here all day long, Sunday. Everybody hear what I'm saying? We're going to have an all-day prayer meeting Sunday. By the time we get back here on Sunday night, these walls are going to be rocking. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you believe that our... What was those two words again? What become our deliverance? Our dilemma become our deliverance. Now, he's saying some stuff, but you know what he's talking about. I don't think I'd ever... Can you imagine? We don't have a place to park a car but in the woods. We don't have a place to put kids in Sunday school but in the hall. We don't have a place to get anybody in the prayer room but outside the door. We don't have a place to put the choir. That's full. The auditorium's full. Jesus Giants is full. Everything's full. We are up against our dilemma. And you know what I have said? We're going to have a revival and church anyhow. We're not going to slow down. We're not going to give up. We're not going to be negative. Hallelujah. I've got a feeling if we'll do our business, God will do His. Hallelujah. You hear me? I've got a feeling if we'll keep on having church, He'll make your dilemma your deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was made aware a few days ago. I was made aware a few days ago. There's some folks that think because we haven't been rattling bones and we haven't been rattling sabers and they haven't been hearing anything out of us for a few weeks, they think we've laid down and died. They really do. They think, well, bless God, they finally give up and they're going to stay where they ought to be and they're going to be what they're supposed to be and they ain't going to bother us no more. Hallelujah. They don't know. We've just been standing there with a rod waiting on God to move the dilemma out of the way so we can have the deliverance we want to have. Hallelujah. He's going to give us a taste of Canaan. Come on, clap your hands again and give God praise. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah.